Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Monday, December 17th, as we're moving towards Christmas, Danny.
Holy crap. Wait, what day is it?
Are you excited? It's the 17th today.
Oh, so it's like less than 10 days.
Less than 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's a
week away.
It's Tuesday. Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
Because Christmas Eve is Monday, right?
Right.
Wow.
Isn't that pretty cool?
I know.
But you know what? Once it comes, then it's over.
I know.
And it's
so
a bummer,
quickly.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, what's going on? What's
That's
happening?
Why we celebrate it for 2 months before it starts.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
That's awesome. But do you have any plans for New Year's?
No.
No? No parties?
I'm
sure you'll
find
a party. Come on.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll probably just hang out with my best guy friend, Corey.
Yeah.
He's away for Christmas, but he's here for New Year's.
Okay, cool.
So
and you always find places to hang out.
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
I just don't want to be in the club.
Not in the club.
That's, I refuse.
Yeah.
That's not how I'm bringing in my 2019.
Good for you. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is. How was your weekend?
It's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went on a date yesterday and I was like not feeling it.
No?
No, he took me to the worst restaurant ever.
Really?
And I was like,
why?
Literally while we were there, I was like, this is a 2-star.
Oh my God.
He's like, funny. I know, I'm sorry. I was like, yeah. Probably not going to see you again.
He said he's sorry?
Yeah, what, the restaurant
the
was
restaurant?
Horrible.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't even have orange juice. What restaurant doesn't have orange juice? So weird to me. Food was disgusting. We ordered and it came out 2 seconds later. Like he just walked into the kitchen and brought it out.
Really?
And I was like, that's not.
What kind of a restaurant is it?
Bledsoe's.
Bledsoe's. I don't know.
It's like
what
a barbecue is. Joint.
Oh, okay.
It's on La Brea.
Okay.
Horrible. I don't recommend anyone going there on a date.
Oh, well. Was that for dinner or lunch?
It
or
was
something?
Lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a dinner restaurant.
No.
Oh, well, give the guy a break, you know. I mean,
I wasn't attracted to him, really.
Okay, well, that's a different thing altogether.
Yeah, it was just overall, like, not.
Not into it.
No.
Oh, well, what are you going to do, you know? I spent all weekend packing, moving, selling, and, it's, you know.
How did it go? Anybody buy anything?
Yeah, they bought a few.
That's good.
We were too lazy to take the stuff downstairs from the apartment, so we had people find it. And come upstairs. But I'm sure a lot of people passed by. They didn't see anything
right.
on the street.
110%.
But at the same time, some
people
did. Well, yeah, but it was like, we put a sign next to the building and signs all over. But we didn't say you have to go in the building.
Mm.
But we figured people would look for it or whatever, you know, because we wrote moving sale.
Right.
You know, in hindsight, it was probably pretty stupid. But
yeah.
But you know what? We did sell some stuff.
And like you should have put it. You should have put come upstairs.
I know, you know.
Your apartment probably be empty right now.
Yeah.
Just do it again next weekend.
No, we already packed everything. We're sending all the clothes to Paradise to where they
Aww.
Had the fires and everything.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but no, people bought stuff, you know. I mean, people bought shoes and clothes and my guitar amp. And then I sold the PS4 and got a good price for it. So, no, I'm happy, you know.
That's good.
Now, the only big problem is my books. Now, for someone like you, it seems like crazy to carry around so many books, right?
No, it's
I mean,
not.
I have several hundreds.
Yeah, I would get
no,
a
No, because
unit.
You don't read, like, paper books, right?
No, and that's all I read.
Really?
I don't. I'm not into
read,
reading
like,
on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that's not my,
so, but
that's
it's,
not my choice.
Oh, so it's newspapers you don't read.
Yeah, nobody does.
What about magazines? Do you read magazines?
If I'm, like,
paper?
In a waiting room.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't particularly go out and say, let
right.
me buy this magazine today.
I'm just saying, you know, we spent so much time packing them and then find a place to put them and, and all this stuff. I'm thinking, you know, because I have several hundred easily.
Right.
And I thought, well, we packed them, but what am I going to do with them, you know? People don't really buy books, you know. People that go to garage sales, it's people that don't read, okay?
Right,
you
right.
know, they look for cheap stuff. And
why do you say they don't read?
I don't think they read books
why?
Like I do.
Why?
They don't speak English for the most part.
Oh.
But no, I mean, it just doesn't happen. And you know what? I had a man come in. He wanted books, right? Because we put in the ad.
Right.
Because I'd put an ad, too. So he takes... a book, and so first when he came in, how much are the books? I said 3, 5, depends what you're taking, right?
Right.
He took a brand new book that I haven't even read yet. It's a $35 book. I asked him $5. He's like, no, he put it back after he held on to it the whole time. He wanted it for $3. I said, fuck this shit. Oh, you know, what is this?
What kind of argument is that? For me, yo, give me that book for $3.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm not going to take it after he held on to it for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. You know, it's not for me, those sales. But, you know, sometimes you have to do it.
Yeah.
So, but really, the rest that stayed, I mean, we sold quite a bit, actually. But, because I have a lot of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, a lot of this was done. I'm really happy. And my friend helped me, and I feel if I didn't have someone to push me, I wouldn't have packed anything yet.
Right,
now,
right,
most
for
of
sure.
My house is packed.
When are we having a party? That was supposed to be like last week. So.
Well, you know what? Yeah, it's not going to happen because we didn't have enough time to give people notice, you know, to come to the party.
We had plenty of time. We just didn't do it.
No,
or,
I'm
AKA,
telling
you
we
didn't
only
do it.
Had about a week.
You could do it in a week.
No, but nobody's going to come because people have plans for Christmas.
No, people love now. Christmas parties.
But listen, we're going to have a party. Well, you won't be here, but I'll invite you anyway.
When?
In February, when we have the anniversary. You know, I'll probably come back.
Oh, you're 11 here. Year? You're 11 years?
Yeah.
Well, you years. Said you were going to have a 10 year and you didn't, so I won't hold my breath on that.
Oh, well, what can I tell you, man?
Yeah, whatever.
What can
I can't
tell
believe you're not going to have like a goodbye party. That's so insane.
I know I was going to do that, but I just figured we'll do it later. There's too much going on, and it's the holidays, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's about it. We have a couple of awesome guests in the studio. We're going to bring them on right now. And they're the hosts of the Strange Chameleon Show, which you can catch here on LA Talk Radio Sundays at 5 on Channel 2. You guys have been here, what, for a few months already?
Yeah, for about 6 months now.
Awesome. So you're hearing Mariela Strange, and then Mr. Patrick Chameleon is
that
here
is correct.
As well. And those are the real names. They were born with those names.
That's right. That's right. Yep. My mama, you know, she was going to call me Kevin at one point, and then she's like, no, Chameleon.
Chameleon it is, right? So how did that come about, and with the K, too?
Okay, so I have like a little YouTube channel called The Chameleon Show,
okay.
And she's always been strange when she was she's been strange since she's been.
It was a nickname in
high school.
I used to be a goth in high school, and that's how
really?
I got that name, yeah.
Wow.
They called me Strange after Emily the Strange, the graphic novel character.
Oh. Cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
No clue, I've never heard.
So you were like a bad girl?
No, goth and bad girls are two different things.
Really?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Technically they could be the same thing.
Yeah, they kind of look tough, you know, when they're goth. My daughter did it for a while in high school. But do you have tattoos?
Oh, no.
No tattoos.
No tattoos.
Did you have black hair, black lipstick type look?
Never black lipstick, but black hair.
Yeah. So you weren't really technically a goth then.
Yeah. What about like earrings and stuff? All kinds
like gauges.
Of, gauges, things like that.
It's
piercings.
Black eyeshadow, wing liner.
Yeah. It was the music that I used to listen to.
Like heavy metal.
Right.
Influenced you. I see. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, that's everyone's like, oh, yeah, she's that goth girl. But I wasn't. I was very much into my just kind of own world. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Now a little bit too much, but.
Yeah, I guess when people are more like introverts, people think they're like strange or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Did you have a hard time in school?
Not. I think internally, yes, because I was bulimic at the time and I was going through depression. So,
yeah. Wow, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know. I was married to a woman a long time ago who had eating disorders.
She had bulimia?
It's horrible, yeah.
It's an addiction. A lot of people don't see it as such, but it is. I mean, obviously, there's a psychological factor, but it's also an addiction.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a horrible world to live in, right, when you're like that, right?
Yeah, it's,
I mean, you have to purge all your food, and you eat a lot, and then you purge a lot
and all that
stuff, and you think, and it's so hard as opposed to other addictions because food you have to deal with all the time, right? So like, you know, if it's alcohol or drugs or whatever, you just stay away from them. But what do you do with food? You have to change the whole way you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, oh, well, how was your... I don't want to get too deep into it. Yeah. We'll get her all depressed.
No.
Patrick, how was your high school? Did you grow up here in L.A.?
Yeah. Well, actually, when my parents split, I was mostly in Ventura County. So I went to a high school over there in Oxnard.
Oh, I see.
You guys familiar with Oxnard?
No.
No? Okay.
I am. I've been there, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
several
cool.
times, yeah.
Yeah, so I was over there for a lot, and then kind of just branched off and started living over in San Gabriel Valley.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
But I had a good high school year. I mean, all my... what do you call the teachers and everybody, they kind of enjoyed me because I was just so always entertaining to them and stuff like that. And even before high school, I would always, because I was like ADD, I even took pills for it and everything like that, for ADHD. Mm-hmm. I was like super hyperactive. I would throw chairs and stand on top of them and do crazy stuff. I don't remember any of it, but that's
really?
What my mom, she would be like, no, you were a pain in my ass. Yeah,
that's crazy. Wow.
But anyways, long story short, I guess I would look forward to, like, because I play drums. So at the end, if I got all my schoolwork done early on, I get to play a little something on my desk, So I would like entertain the rest of the class, be like, playing my deal and stuff. So I would look forward to that.
Cool. But, and do you have any siblings, Patrick?
I do. I have a half brother, half sister, real sister, all that good stuff, and I have a stepbrother and sister, stepsister on my side.
So that's kind of a big family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So in holidays, it's pretty cool. You're not alone.
Correct. Yeah. I mostly spend it with her.
Yeah.
But with my family, too, we kind of branch off. Sometimes they do their own thing, so it depends each year.
Cool. Yeah. And Mariela, where did you grow up out here? In LA?
Yeah, born and raised in LA. Oh. It was mainly my mom and I for the most part. I have two older sisters, but they were living in El Salvador. They're born and raised there. So it was mainly my mom and I.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Very cool. So is your mom from El Salvador too?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
I see. So they kind of had like a desire to go back there or something, your siblings?
They've already come to America through visa, so now they're here. But it's very different because that you have sisters, but you haven't you weren't really raised with them.
Oh, so wow!
It's a little,
weird, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little tricky.
Aww.
Jeez. So, what was it like to meet them finally? Or
I met them when I was young, when I would visit El Salvador.
Right,
like,
but then
for
you both grew up and everything. You know,
right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Very interesting. Yeah, everybody has a story, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah.
And when did you guys meet?
Oh, boy.
We met on CatholicMatch.com. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you guys know that?
I've heard of it.
No, I don't think that's a real thing, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like Christian Mingle. No, that's something different.
There's Christian Mingle,
there's
another, too,
they're probably,
I guess.
Out there, too.
CatholicMatch.
There's like something for everything. There's like farmers.net. Or blackpeoplemeet.com. It's like, what
you
the
just
hell?
Make them up and go get them started.
Exactly. Any idea for a business,
No, it was actually out of a venue.
Whiskey at the Go-Go.
Yeah, Whiskey at the Go-Go.
And how long ago was that? How long have you been together?
Yeah.
Oh, 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow, so you've been growing together. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
It seems like you match each other, I mean, you guys always have like this good air about you,
Oh,
and it's
thank
good,
you.
You know?
Thank you so much, Dan.
It's like she seems like, oh, here he goes again, with the funny stuff. But it's there's full support here, both sides.
Yeah, we balance each other.
Yeah, very cool. So now, what are you guys doing during the day on your day jobs? Do you work regular jobs or do you just go around playing drums all day?
A little bit of both, actually, yeah. So during the day, I'm a network engineer. I go and I install like network equipment installing running cable and all that good stuff.
Wow, so you're very technical.
Yeah. And then during the night, I'm the chameleon. So I go out and I play, I perform. Sometimes, I'll get paid for it. Sometimes I just do it for fun and play around.
Playing drums.
Playing some like open mics. I crash them. Yeah. So I go out because there's people that are like super serious and they got the, you know, they're into their song. And I'm like, hey, can I jam with you? Yeah. Some of them are like, no, I don't know if I should, man. I got my song down. You know? But I go and I'm like, trust me, it's at 4-4, 3-4. I don't care. I know it, you know. So yeah. I go and I would just play. And they're like, whoa. And now a lot of people are cheering and people are, you know, hype them up. We recently went to Joshua Tree. And this guy was playing at this like art festival exhibition, you know, and I didn't even expect it, but I was like, hey, can I jam with you? He didn't make any money. But at the end of the night, we made $40.
Whoa.
Which is pretty cool. Just people just tipping
right.
And fairy crazy ladies walking back and forth. And it was a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah, people weren't really paying attention to him. And I was just like, he's actually really good, you know? Yeah. And I told him, I'm like, you should go out there, help him out. Yeah. Because he's a crowd starter.
Right, right.
And it worked. And people were really just, above all, having fun, which is very important.
Yeah.
Alcohol is always a good thing, you know, in those kind of events. It gets people up and going.
Yeah. Well, you seem to be like the life of the party and stuff, right? You have a lot of... I mean, I can still see that energy and hyperness in you, but it's more tempered now, right?
Yeah, I definitely controlled. You didn't want to meet me when I was a kid.
I know. I can't imagine what it was like. I can't imagine what it was like before the bouncing off the wall. It's funny, but it's hard too for a kid. I think when you're like that, you're misunderstood, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. They misunderstood me for sure.
Yeah.
But you had that awesome teacher.
I did. Yeah. I don't remember her name, but I that she was awesome. Yeah, you know, when you get older,
I know, like, every time I think of a teacher that I used to love, I'm like, I don't even remember her name. Just remember what she looked like.
Yeah. I remember all my teachers' names.
Do you?
Shout out to Miss Conti. Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like Conti.
It was C-O-N-T-T-I-I.
Oh,
yeah. It's weird. And the
Italian.
School was... Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah, she was the sweetest teacher ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... your teacher, she helped you with the drums. That's how she like introduced the banging to you.
Right.
So you told me.
Yeah. That's well, cool. I do remember one teacher, Miss Logue. A little shout out to her, you know, because she understood my condition and my sister. We were both like in a class together, you know, and all that. But she kind of understood us and she was really patient with me, especially. And it was really cool. So
that's
I do remember
nice.
Her.
Otherwise, they send you a special ed or something, right, if they can't deal with you.
That's right. They send us over there if we misbehave. Wow. No,
that's crazy.
Damn.
Go to the special ed
class. Yeah, I know.
There's too much drugging of children.
Yeah. Nowadays, for sure.
Yeah.
My roommate used to have ADHD in college, and when she took her pills, she was like a zombie. Like, not even the same human being.
Yeah,
like,
that's terrible. That's the wrong medication.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, nothing was there. I was like, bro, we probably shouldn't be taking those.
Yeah, it makes you like a zombie, so you won't kill yourself.
And then when I take ADHD medication, it's like doing crack.
Right, exactly. When you don't have it and you take that, it's speed.
Yeah. Like, I could study for like 8 tests in one day, but then I'm like, running up and down the hallways.
Do you still have any of that? Or?
No. I've been looking for it, trust me.
You see, for you, it would work like that, though.
No, I know.
It would make you a zombie,
like,
probably.
10 tests in an hour.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was in college. I would drink it with, like, Red Bull and be like, what? Like, crazy.
Oh, I see.
I'd be up for, like, 4 days straight going from, like, class to class to class. No sleep. Just like, let's do this.
Yeah.
It worked, though. I got A's.
There you go.
Yeah, it did work.
Yeah.
I could read like a whole book in one night.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What about you guys? Did you go to college?
Yep.
Yeah. Where did you go?
It was over at Ventura College.
Oh, I see. Okay. Up over in Ventura County.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. What did you take there? Like technical stuff? Or
yeah, I was off and on with a lot of different things. I'm more of the person, like, I liked a variety of learning a lot of different things, not just one subject. So I learned, you know, I of course got my AA and all that in the basic, but for any special degree, I didn't want to just be specifically in one thing. So I did like multimedia, learn about video editing and all that stuff. I expanded in a little business, you know, just kind of just took a lot of different classes.
Very cool. And what about you?
2 years of college, and then I entered into the medical field, and I wanted out because I realized it's not for me.
Not for you,
I mean, you know, you have nurses there working, and they look quite miserable.
Right.
And there's a reason for it.
Well, it's because they work, like, they crazy are expected shifts. To work like 40 hours a shift, and then like, okay, well, actually, she called out. Can you work a double? It's right. like, how do you expect someone yeah. to save somebody's life off no sleep?
Yeah, exactly.
It's
yeah.
just crazy
it's
to
inhumane.
Me.
It's inhumane.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's not enough people doing it, so right. that's why they're overworked.
Right. Yeah. And but I'm always grateful to the people that are willing to do that work, because who wants to, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
right.
I mean, take care of sick people and stuff. It's not fun.
No, and it's not easy.
No.
Because then you get attached to your patients, and Lord knows if something happens to one of them, it's like, how do you forget that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I heard a lot of them do coke, or at least yeah. the doctors, because they got to stay, or the surgeons or something, they got to stay awake all the time. Yeah. Even if they do doubles, they got to go into it like, all right, yeah. let's go, let's do
See,
this.
See, that scares me.
Yeah, everyone knew about that at the place where I used to work. Everyone knew about it. It was like this really? Undisclosed secret. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was weird.
So
oh,
it
no.
does happen. Huh?
Yeah,
it
no,
happen.
No, no, yeah. no. Like, yeah. my doctor back home, anytime he used to come into my room, I'm like, what is this guy on? Because he just like, and this. And I'm like, can you slow down?
I guarantee you.
I have no idea what you just said.
It's the reason why their writing is so terrible.
yeah, oh, that's man. True. That's true. And they're What the
no, but they
it?
Teach him to research. Write like that, I think. It's on purpose.
Yeah.
So we can't decipher it.
Wow.
You know? I know, it's funny, man. It was even funnier in Israel, because there we speak Hebrew, and yet the notes would be in English or whatever it was, Latin. I think they use Latin, doctors do, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes you can't understand what the hell they say. Or at least it used to be that way. Now it's not the same, but... Yeah, you know, so I would go crazy. I'm like, what is he writing there? But it was a code,
Take
maybe.
Take this poison 2 times a day.
Exactly, you know? Wow.
Oh, well, doctors get paid on prescriptions. That's why I get scared every time I go in, because it's like, oh, do I even really need this? Or are you just giving this to me because
right.
you get paid every time I
they
pick it up from CVS?
Like candy.
Yeah, like, there was a
they do like candy. You know, I went in for my sciatic nerve the other day,
and
right?
And they gave you medication, right?
They gave me medication. I didn't even go pick it up because it's just for pain. Mm-hmm. But it's not like I have pain all the time that I need a pill.
Yeah.
You know, with that, it's just like when you move a certain way and stuff, you feel the pain.
Right.
So, but she gave me this, and I'm like, why do I need this? Right. You know, why they always dispense medication? Mm-hmm. And I thought, if this is for pain, what if it's an opioid or something, you know? Mm-hmm. What the hell do I need that for?
Painkillers are super addicting.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Super addicting.
Because it makes you feel real good.
Well, I just learned yesterday, because the guy that I went on a date with told me that he got addicted to black tar. I was like, what is that?
Yeah, I never heard of that one.
Yeah, so he said it's heroin, but it's the heroin that you put on like on foil, and you light it with the...
Yeah, yeah.
And you can like... you snort it up your nose.
Oh no.
And I was like, I didn't know that that's what you did.
Yeah.
Because the person that gave it to him, that got him addicted, told him that it was an opioid. I'm like, that's heroin. So
yeah, right?
I don't know how you didn't know that. But
yeah.
He's like, I didn't know that it was... heroin. I was like, I would have went to the bathroom and Googled it. Like, how are you just going to take something you don't know?
So they take heroin by inhaling it through their nose.
Mm-hmm. It's called black tar.
Oh, wow. Now I understand why. I don't know if you know Artie Lang. He used to be on Howard Stern Show, right?
Yeah.
And if you see him today, his nose is like... totally collapsed.
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean?
His nose is really funny. Look up like Artie, A-R-T-I-E, L-A-N-G-E, I think. Yeah. L-A-N-G. And if you look at a recent picture, his nose is like it's been squashed or something. And you know it's from the drugs. I mean, he's had drug problems all the time. And you go, what can people do to themselves, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
It's unbelievable with all these. Yeah, show it to them.
Let me see.
Yeah.
I want to see the
nose. Yeah, look up Artie Lang.
My goodness.
Look what happened to his nose.
Yeah, it got all smushed.
Yeah.
It's like a little pancake.
This guy had the best gig on Howard Stern and destroyed it, you know, but with the drugs.
That's
so it just goes
science.
To show you, you have to, I feel
drugs
bad
are
for
great.
These. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I know. But it depends what drugs, you know.
Right.
But he went through like different stages of it.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Oh, one nostril at a time.
But he looked okay at one time. But I thought it was coke and something. But now she says you inhale heroin like that. That explains it.
Because
I think he was doing heroin. I mean, he's a hard drug addict. He tried to kill himself.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty sad that, you know, you have a good gig.
It's not from that. It's from cocaine.
Oh,
I guess he makes jokes about it.
So it is from cocaine.
Oh, that just gave me the heebie-jeebs.
Some people just are not happy with their lives. I mean, you got money, you got all these things happening. Why are you so depressed that you got to ruin your life? It's a mental thing, I guess.
It is a mental thing. And with some people, it's chemicals in the brain, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I been diagnosed as manic or like bipolar. But I'm on medication and I'm fine, you know? Mm-hmm. But I know when I'm not on medication, it feels like shit, you know?
Yeah.
And you want something. You want something to reduce that psychic pain you have in your head, you know? And it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so you get into drugs and stuff. And I guess some people are unfortunate enough to get into the heavy drugs, you know? And it's sad for them.
I was
prescribed
Zoloft, like I said, when I was in high school as a teenager, and it was just terrible. I had to get off of that because, like you said, you feel like a zombie. Mm-hmm. And then I would sit with my hands like this in front of me because I didn't know what to do with them. And then when I got homeschooled, my assigned teacher told me that her twin sister had killed herself on antidepressants, and a week prior she had been sitting with her hands out like that exact same way. And they would ask her, why are you sitting like that? And she would say, I just don't know what to do with my hands. So it really, like, I felt a chill down my spine, and I'm just thankful to my mom, who immediately knew something was wrong and said, no, you're getting off these.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God, I don't know what I would do if my twin killed herself.
But let me ask you this, do you think it could be that your depression makes you want to kill yourself and you just happen to be taking Zoloft that's not really working? And then, you know, because often when people are depressed, they're suicidal.
No, because there's a lot of people that are depressed that aren't suicidal. Yeah. And if you watch those commercials, the amount of side effects that they say very quickly is the longest part of the commercial.
I'm like,
you might die.
Vomiting.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff.
It's a joke. It's really just a joke.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is just another way for people to be prescribed stuff so people can get paid, honestly, at the end of the day.
Well, again, it depends. It's, you know, I mean, I'm living proof, though, that you can go from a very chaotic life to be able to lead a normal life on medication.
Do you think that's mental, though? Like, you have no proof if that's just mental. Like, oh, okay, I'm more calm now because I'm taking these pills.
No,
have you convinced yourself of that?
No. I mean, I'm telling you, it happens. If I stop taking pills for like 3-4 days, man, I'm going to fucking get into a depression.
Yeah, but what if that's mental?
It is mental. Yeah, all depression is mental.
Okay, you're so there you go.
No, but it doesn't mean you can control it. You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
You see, you've never been there, so you don't know.
No. They have done extensive research on placebo, which is kind of what you're leaning towards. So,
like, I feel like Tylenol and, like, ibuprofen, I feel like all of that is, like, placebos.
Well, but
hey, like, take this. It's going to help you with your pain, but I literally think it's mental.
All I can tell you is for 10 years, it was 10, 15 years, I had been looking for the right medication, people prescribing me different things. None of them worked. So where's the placebo effect? Whereas eventually a doctor found like a cocktail for me for 3 different medications and it changed my life. It really did, you know? So for the first time I was able to be like steady and stable, you know?
So you took medication and a cocktail? You drank
it's a medication cocktail.
No wonder you feel so good, Sam.
A medication cocktail.
Got it.
Adding a few of them together, you know? That's what I call it.
Yeah, I know, it's difficult to say because I've never been in that situation. I can only just say.
It's hard to judge people in depression because let me tell you, I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Robin
Williams. Do not want to live. You don't want to live. The pain is too much, you know?
Right.
And nobody can understand you either, you know? Because you can't even explain what it's like. It's just like, I can explain it by saying, just think if you put on really dark, dark sunglasses and you put them on, you're going to see everything black and dark, you know?
Yeah. I don't like sunglasses for that reason because I feel like it blocks the way, like, I can't look at someone's soul, you know? Walking down the street, you can't.
Yeah.
It's weird. That's the reason why I don't like sunglasses,
but
I'll wear
sense.
Them here and there, but I'm not, like, wearing them.
Because it colors your vision, you know? That's what I'm saying.
It distorts things for me. It's weird. Yeah.
You know, so... So, I don't know. I just been there, and I know that and many people, what happens is their medication starts working. They feel great, and eventually they go, oh, so I don't need the meds anymore. Let me stop them. The moment you stop, bam, you crash. You
know? But I wonder if that's mental. No. If that's like you a mean like
no, but your brain does get addicted to it.
Yeah.
And that's where the withdrawals come in.
But that's what I'm saying. I wonder if it's just now become an addiction.
But
it's
who
like
cares?
Having
it's
a withdrawal.
It's a good thing. I mean, it's yeah. fixed my life. You know, yeah. what have I got to lose? You know, but
I think we can all go into your mental, you know, argument that you can control it with your mind. I believe our minds are so powerful.
So powerful,
that
yeah.
we can just control anything. We don't need any medication. Mm-hmm. We don't need antibiotics and all that other stuff. I didn't take any. I had surgery like a few years ago, and I didn't take any antibiotics. I just went through my mental, and I was like, I can do this. I can do this.
Right.
My pain was going
away. You were prescribed antibiotics, and I told them, take nature's antibiotics, and that was lemonade and garlic cloves.
Right.
And he was fine.
I was fine. I did that. Just take the natural side. But yeah, your mind can control a lot of things, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
I can move this with my mind. That's how powerful it is. See that? Isn't that
because
great?
Your mind told your hand to move
yeah.
that to the
exactly.
side.
Yeah. No, I think yeah. so, I think
for the
mind.
Record, he did not move it with his mind, folks.
Yeah, it was with his hand. Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
But no, I don't know. I beg to differ on the medication thing because a couple things. First of all, they seem to work for millions of people, and secondly, I know that the brain. Let me ask you this: do you think it's possible for the brain to misfire, to like have a chemical imbalance in the brain, or do you think that's impossible?
Well, I'll just quickly say I find that theory very interesting because the head of psychiatry. This was years ago, and it's in a documentary. He was being interviewed and asked if he could explain that, and he spent about like an hour not giving an answer.
Because I don't think anyone really can answer that.
I think they can.
I don't know.
I think they can.
I definitely think there can be chemical imbalances.
You and I don't understand how brain works, but I'm telling you that when you put, it's like, there's like endorphins and shit like that that causes you to feel good.
Right.
And if that doesn't function, just like any other part in the body, why is it hard to comprehend that the brain can have some problems.
Right.
I did ask a physician when I was working in the medical field about that.
Right.
And he said it's all theory.
Right.
Mm. So it's really, it can't necessarily be proven. It really is just theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I definitely do think there's chemical imbalances. Like, let's, for instance, talk about that guy who just did the Florida shooting or any of these shootings. Obviously, they're not...
Something's
wrong, but we don't know if that stemmed from like them being molested when they were kids or
Well, why can't we say that it could be one or the other or both? You know, I mean,
yeah.
it's possible that anything
because most
can
of
happen,
them like shoot themselves in the head and we can't study their brains.
Yeah,
I know,
but yeah, I don't know who the doctor is, and you know, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, but I've read so much.
He's
about
a doctor. What does he know?
What does he know? Right?
Look, I've read a lot about it, but even better, I went through it. You know,
yeah,
so
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So I want to say, well. Medication does work,
mm-hmm.
let's say in certain times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For you, the Zoloft was not the right medication. That's all, you know.
For me, it was.
It doesn't
God.
Mean that.
Yeah,
that's my testament to myself.
Really? Right. So, what did you do? Did you discover spirituality in your life?
Yeah. It was always there. I just was able to gravitate towards it a little bit better with more clarity. And,
right.
And honestly, that's what saved me in a sense because I stopped. The bulimia, I didn't go through any therapy. It was really like he was saying, a little bit of mental and spirituality
mm-hmm.
combined, and that was that.
Mm-hmm.
So that saved you from
lots
a
of
terrible
yoga.
Life.
Yes. Lots of yoga.
And lots of yoga. Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
You see, so you chose the holistic, natural way.
Yes.
So
yes.
let's say they can both work, right?
Yeah.
But let's say yoga is not for me or something. Then I'll take the medication. I'll take the shortcut.
Take the shortcut. That's the way.
So this is very cool. So you got, were you always into religion or did this make you like relook at things?
No, I was raised Catholic. My mom's Catholic. And as a little girl, you know, you're just kind of raised with the belief. But, and I always did believe in God. It's just, you know, when you hit like a dark path in your life, everything just kind of, you start questioning things. I remember, you know, just being a kid watching the news and I don't even know why I was watching the news as a kid, but I was, and everything's just so dark,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like the world was just caving in,
right.
and that's how I kind of spiraled into that, and I started questioning this, questioning that, but then an Asian man outside my middle school, he was handing out Bibles just for free. And he was from an Asian Pacific church, something like that. I can't really recall the name. And that's really what kind of helped change me.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sometimes the most complicated issues that we're going through has the most simple solution. Mm. So, yeah, that was my solution.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, kudos to you for being able to do that. I know that when I went through very deep depression after my divorce, my first divorce, when I, quote-unquote, lost my kids, and I realized I really did. Mm. But at any rate, so I, yeah, you see, what I feared is what actually happened later. So I feared they would, like, forget who I am as their father, you know, because the mother already right away started bringing guys in and stuff. Oh. I thought they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know who their father is, you know. Right. They were very young.
I'd be afraid for the kids, too, because there's some weirdos out there.
Gabby, my sister, has a kid, and she's like, ain't nobody going around him until he's old enough to beat the shit out of him.
But that was 25 years ago. Listen, it was different then.
Now it's like, no.
Yeah.
I have a kid, but you're not plus, meeting him.
But that's the thing. You know, she's stupid. I mean, that's why I'm not with her.
Yeah. But
That's why they're like this.
Did you text your daughter and say that you're leaving?
I did.
And did she respond?
No, not that I'm leaving. Just that I want to talk to her and let's meet and all that.
And she did
respond? So 2 days later, she responded, I'm going on a cruise, maybe after.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, we're in a bad place right now with both my kids. But at any rate, the point is, I was so down that I also found spirituality and in religion and stuff, but it was different, you know? And I felt that it really helped me. And I realized one thing. When life brings you really down... Really low, you hit your low. The only way to look is up.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. There's nothing more left for you to look down to. So you look up.
You're always down.
And you look up and you find God, you know? And whatever it means for anybody, if it helps you, it's a positive thing, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
And people have bastardized religion by making it fit their views of the world, the way they interpret things and stuff. Mm-hmm. But for some people, it's just okay to believe there's a personal God that watches over you and things like that.
I need to start going back to church. That's what I need to do. I was going steady every week, and then I just was like...
See, there's nothing wrong with it. Even, you know what? Even if there's no God or anything, right? At least you erred on the good side, on the positive side, if you believe there's God and all that stuff.
Well, sometimes it's comforting, too, when you go to church... And they talk about a specific topic, like let's say they call it seasons, like, oh, your life is really bad right now. You're going through a bad season. Mm-hmm. And you just look around the room and you realize, okay, I'm not the only person that's experiencing something in their life that I believe is to be terrible. Mm-hmm. But everyone is here trying to get through it. You know?
Right.
I think that's kind of comforting to know that you're not the only person fucked up.
Right. And that's why I think the religion itself developed, not God, but religion, because people needed to be together, you know? Mm. People need to do things together. Mm-hmm. Not together, you know? They believe. I'm at a point in my life right now where I'm reading so much science that I'm really conflicted about this, you know? Because I always have a belief in a higher power, you know? I don't... participate so much in the rituals of religion and stuff. I don't go to temple or anything, but at the same time, I identify with the people, with my people, you know.
That's
and
cool.
I think that's the important thing about religion.
And a lot of prayers. You do, you know, if you pray, you know, to it could be any God that you imagine, I guess, but we're on the same page of the true God, but Jesus Christ, right?
Here we go. Shout out to Jesus.
Shout out to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But I'm saying, like, if you do a little prayer, I believe those can be answered, you know. You have a good faith, and I truly believe that you will reunite with your kids, and everything will be holy again.
Yeah.
You know, in that sense.
I think so, too.
Just have some good faith in that. You know?
Yeah, so
well, it's good to think that way. Yeah. I don't think that happened. I don't happen to think you're right, but...
Oh, okay.
So you just think,
I don't think
Sam,
it's gonna happen.
You just think for the rest of your life, your kids are just not going to speak to you?
I have a feeling that if I don't make a move, a million moves, to apologize for whatever... Yeah, I probably won't see them for a long
time.
Okay,
well, I think that you should text your daughter back after that cruise comment and say, well, I'm moving, so I think you should make time before your cruise.
Right.
Like, you need to say that, Sam. You can't just... Your daughter doesn't know right now.
Right.
So you're not giving her that option to make that decision. You're taking that away from her.
No, not true. I give her a million opportunities over the past year, and she hasn't.
Okay, but she doesn't know that you're moving.
But what difference does it make?
It will make a difference.
She was here
Trust
for
me.
A year, and I didn't see her.
Hey, we do this. Yeah, we do this.
No, it's not.
I'd be so upset with my dad if he didn't tell me. No, we're not fighting. I try to give him advice.
We're kidding.
You think this is fighting? You should see some previous co-hosts that we had political fights here. Oh my God!
Those are the worst.
So Danny was like a blessing. No politics. No nothing.
Yeah, I know nothing about politics.
We talk about everything else except that. So.
Take it from me, just to I'll summarize right here, because I have a little experience, not me personally, but my brother had a child. She's like 18 now, but calls her on, you know, to say, hey, happy birthday. After like years of not talking to her and everything like that, and she's like, go F yourself, you know, F you. I don't want anything to do with you.
Right.
So now he knows he's at that point where he's never going to see his kid ever again. But he's been on drugs and doing this and that, so he's kind of just had his own in his own little world.
Right.
So he's never going to change himself to actually go out and see his kid again and his first child, and he has two more kids that he doesn't see, and they moved away. So I truly believe, you know, if you just make that effort, they'll start coming around.
You're a decent human being, Sam.
Yeah, you're more
decent
than
you,
what I...
You can get through this.
Yeah, you know, but that's the thing is that when you grow up, I'm not saying even if their mother never said a bad thing about me, right? But the way she raised them, when they see her reactions to different things, and to me, to my not being there after we got divorced and all that stuff, you know, if she had bitter feelings about me, and she did, and she still does, I think, then it colors what the kids see and what they feel, you know. And I feel that because I was the best dad ever. I mean, when they were kids, we were together all the time, even when they were divorced. I was not like a every other weekend kind of dad.
Right.
I was seeing them a few times a week. I gave each one of them a special night, and we'd go out and play at the arcades and stuff. You know, back in the 90s, they still had arcades and stuff. That was fun. And so we had the best time, and I thought, God, I'm so lucky that I'm able to develop that kind of relationship with my kids. Then they grew up and they found things wrong with me all the time, you know, and sort of like just resentment. And it cooled off over the years. And then my son invited himself to move in with me and ruined our relationship completely.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Yeah. So now he is with the thought that I threw him out. So imagine. And after he called me every name in the book and stuff, imagine how long it would take for him, if ever, to come back and apologize.
I see. That's okay.
You know, and he's 25. Yeah. He knows what he's doing. And I'm saying, even if...
I was kind of a douche when I was 25.
Even if he was extremely mad, I think he's had enough time to think about that.
Yeah.
See, like, I'd fight with my parents, and then after, I'd be like, so, do you want to, like, maybe go grab something to eat?
Do you see? That's the way
that's how we are.
Not for life.
Like, I haven't really talked to my dad, but he hit me up today and was like, I think you used to come home for Christmas. Like, I'll pay for it. And flights are ridiculous.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't want you to pay for that, because you already paid my rent 5 million times. Right. Like, But still, at the same time, like, we're not really getting along, but I think he misses me so much. He's like, I think she needs to come home. Like, I have a week off from work.
Right.
We can do a lot of things, but
no, you guys have better relationship at this point. Well, not at this point, but let's say a few months ago, before he started this whole thing with his song, that
We were super close.
Yeah, super close. And you will be again.
You're
speaking to each other.
Yeah,
but this is at a point where I even three weeks later, I contacted him about his car payment and everything, and he opened his mouth on me all over again. The worst things in the world
he
can say to a father,
nicer.
You know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, the thing that worried me is that they would find a different father figure. And sure enough, she remarried, so they don't need me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a friggin' just something that they don't need. And that's terrible, you know, that it happened that way. But I just share the story so people will learn that divorce sucks, man.
Yeah.
It really sucks.
Yeah.
So before you get married and have kids, make sure you want to be with that person for the rest of your life, you know. So listen, guys, good. We have a few more minutes, and you guys brought us some fruit and hamburger and hot dog.
Yeah, I thought you guys might be hungry in the morning.
Yeah, do we get to eat this stuff now? I'll tell you, you actually made it worse because you make me want to have a hot dog, and it's not real. It's a plastic one.
It's not real. Yeah, it's a fake. It's a shaker. They're all shakers.
It's okay. Part of what we do on the show. We also have a segment called The Ventilator where you get to vent about whatever it is on your mind, and then you get a little something from our bag of BS, which stands for Beautiful Selection.
Right. Beautiful
Selection. We just incorporated a new game.
Yeah.
The KKK.
It's the KKK game. It's the Chameleon Kazoo Karaoke.
I don't like the name. We have to make it positive.
You have to change the name.
Yeah,
okay?
It's not working.
It was originally, Guess Who Kazoo?
Yeah.
Originally, but I just thought, you know, it would be
funnier this
way.
We got to
make
this positive, guys. And then we had a writer about 2 weeks ago come in, African-American, and he's like, as a black man, I approve. And we're like, yeah!
As a black woman, I don't.
Okay.
Just make it the chameleon show.
It's the positive side of KKK. It's not what you think.
Yeah,
it's
a different meaning to it. Yeah.
Right, but if you have to explain it, then the whole point is...
It's the chameleon.
I'm going to reconsider.
Kazoo karaoke.
Rename the damn thing.
Do it. Stay true to who you are. You're silly.
All right, so tell us about these. Why are they here and what do we do with them?
All right, so basically you're going to grab onto the product.
To your food.
To your food. And you basically just kind of, it's all in a wrist action. Kind of feel the seeds. Feel the seeds inside.
Yeah, the seeds inside.
And so, you know, it's all wrist. So, you know, how you do a rhythm is you kind of just...
Right.
And the accent is where you can go a little harder. If you move your wrist a little harder, you get that more of a snap.
Right.
So if you
you're obviously a drummer. It's not as easy for us to do.
I can teach anybody. It's really see, she's picking it up.
Oh, me? I was just laughing.
But if you just kind of shake it instead of just shaking it like so much forth, you know, you just kind of just be patient with it. Just kind of feel it and move your wrist, all wrist.
Right.
And just back and forth.
Okay. It feels good in your hand.
It's kind of relaxing. It's real relaxing if you just kind of just go with the moment. And
all right,
just
but let's
feel
not
it.
Make too much noise in the microphones.
People are going
crazy. but they got the idea, I think.
Yeah.
So is that what you do during your show? You just do that?
No,
whole show, but but with the food, is that what you do every time?
Yeah, for the little jam session towards the end. It's very quick,
And then I'll bring my cajon. A cajon is a drum box, and it's like a drum set underneath my legs. So I don't have to bring the whole drum set. I can just do it all in a box. And so I bring that. It's portable. And someone will do some shakers. I'll have some other instruments. And then sometimes a guitar. They know how to play guitar. They can play. And then we just kind of jam. And if someone knows how to play, that's even better. And if they don't, I'll just show them real quick. Shake, rattle, and rock and roll.
We're also going to be incorporating more live skits and a parody coming up. Parody on Waze. Everybody uses Waze.
Yeah, that's cool.
That should be fun.
A parody on Waze. I'm looking forward to that.
Have that in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's plug your show again and how people can find you.
Okay. StrangeChameleonShow.com. You can go on that. LA Talk Radio, of course.
And the links are there as well.
Yep, all the links in Instagram. It's all the same name, Strange Chameleon Show.
And I'm sure if you Google that, you'll find it. That's the only chameleon spelled with
a K. Because if you do otherwise, I've tried Googling it, and it shows something
Strange
completely different.
KAMELION.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. And it's on LA Talk Radio.
Tune in this Sunday at 5.
Sunday's at 5.
Yeah, there you go. Well, guys, Mariela and Patrick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. You're awesome. And we'll have you back soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Because and you made quite a drive here, and we appreciate that.
Oh, of course.
I hope we made it worth your while.
Oh, of course.
How long was the drive?
Like an hour.
Oh.
Yeah, not too bad.
Ooh.
Yeah. Traffic was smooth. It was really good. I was surprised. I thought it was going to be back
up. Downtown, it's always tricky.
Yeah, downtown. Downtown stresses me out.
Yeah,
so much.
All right, well, everybody, thank you all for joining us this morning. We had a great time. Everybody getting ready for Christmas,
right?
And we're looking forward to it. So, Danny, Thank you. Don't eat your plastic hamburger. But I do want to eat it. They look great, right? Great plastic food. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.